Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He is Chris Tubbs.
I had to play this.
I like it.
I had to play it.
I like it.
It's the late, great Ultimate Warrior ring music from the late 80s, early 90s. He was the man.
Yeah, he was.
One week ago.
Quite the entertainer, wasn't he?
R.I.P. Warrior. R.I.P.
Joining us on the fan line, she was going to be fighting tomorrow night, but unfortunately will not be. Sioux Falls zone, the Queen of Spades, Shayna Baszler. Shayna, welcome back to the program.
It's good to be back. I feel like I should be running around shaking ropes and stuff.
Before the break, I made the mention that if I was in a fight with you, if I was with you and we were in a fight, would I have your back or would you have my back? I would be the last one to try to help you out, Shayna. but I would do what I could. But I would certainly want you on my team, that's for sure. So why aren't you fighting tomorrow night? What happened?
Well, a few weeks back, I threw my hip and back out, and I was pretty much, it's not like a, it's not like an ankle sprain where you can just tape it up and kind of train around it, you know. I was bedridden for a few days, and then I still couldn't do stuff in the gym very much. I wasn't very mobile. I'm good now. I'm 100% now, but I wasn't able to put the training in that I would have needed to, especially, I'm guaranteed a shot in the UFC. I'm going to have a fight, but I'm not guaranteed anything after that. And so it just didn't make sense to not make sure I was 100% when I had that shot, especially in someone like Kaufman, and we fought before. She's one of the top girls in the world as well. So
Sarah Kaufman, right? Sarah Kaufman?
Yep. That's the opponent I was supposed to face tomorrow. They found her a replacement, and then she got injured, and then they found her another replacement. So, you guys that were planning on watching it should still watch the fight, because the girl she's fighting is a she doesn't put on boring fights.
So when you had to pull out of this, Shayna, was that your decision? Was it your coach's decision? How did that come about? Did it happen right away and they decided, well, we better pull her just because you're not going to be 100%?
Well, they, without telling me, were monitoring my progress in the gym, you know, pushing my limits and seeing what I was and wasn't able to do and seeing how mobile I was and kind of, you know, they told me this after, but, when I heard it, immediately it was in their head. Crap, they were already talking about it. And then just based on the progress that was happening, I didn't make the decision. They took me out to eat. And Edmund actually, because Josh was overseas, so they had talked about it or whatever, but Edmund and Josh are my two head coaches, and Edmund took me out to eat, and I was like, okay, yeah, we'll go out to eat, I guess.
That's like the equivalent of high school. We need to talk.
Yeah, exactly. And so after the dinner, he's like, let's order some tea and relax and talk. I'm like, oh God. Yeah, and I had no idea that was going to be it. But he goes, this is the hard part of being a coach, because you're a fighter. So I already know you're going to say you can still fight. You're going to say you'll be fine. You're going to say you don't care. And
you did.
You know, I begged and pleaded and cried because I'm a girl, I guess. And all the normal stuff. I spent a day just holed up in my room, depressed about it. And then it was like, oh, man, what am I doing out here then if I'm not going to fight? How am I going to pay my bills now? And, I mean, all that has since been taken care of. And in retrospect, it really is smarter. You know, if I said, you know, you're going to get one chance and you can do it at 80% now or wait a month and do it at 100%, your choice, you know, who wouldn't wait till they were 100%? So it makes sense now. It does suck. I know there were a lot of people looking forward to it. It's a great matchup for me. I train with Rhonda, who already beat Kaufman, and I don't know. I was set. I was having a great camp up until that, and I don't know. It was a real bummer, but Yeah, the UFC, I don't have a date yet, but they said they were going to try to get look and see when they could fit in there. And then I'm staying in shape just because in case of short notice thing, you know, everybody's getting injured all the time in this sport. So in case something short notice pops up, we'll be ready to go.
She's Shayna Baszler, Queen of Spades, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris, unable to fight tomorrow night due to injury, but now back 100%. So when you're starting to train for somebody in particular, like you were with Sarah Kaufman, now that you're not going to be fighting her, at least in the foreseeable future, what is your training regimen like? Do you just do your basic training, and then once you find out who your opponent is, that's when you start honing in and trying to prepare specially for that individual?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mainly right now it's going to be just maintaining my fitness, staying in shape. But it's actually, it's funny, we were just talking about this today during my workout, how training when you don't have a fight is more fun because you can do things, try new things, learn new things. You know, it's a little bit more loose. Training for a fight is easy because you're focused, because you have one opponent in mind. And then, of course, like you said, let's say I'm training for something specific that they do. So it's a lot of drilling what I already know over and over and over and over and over. And so, you know, it's not as fun as far as the freedom I have playing around and stuff, but, you know, it's good. The hard part now is just going to be getting in the gym and staying focused enough to stay in shape. But I've been sidelined for a while now, so I'm pretty hungry. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for me to get in the gym right now. I just want to stay in shape so I can get back at it.
So is Amanda Nunes, is that who's going to do the fight then?
No, Nunes had to back out a week out of the fight.
Okay.
Leslie Smith
will be the one. Okay.
Yep. And Leslie Smith, if you guys don't know, Leslie Smith and Sarah Kaufman fought on Invicta before, and it was like fight of the night. It was a great, entertaining fight. You guys should watch that fight, and then you guys will know why this fight is actually pretty exciting.
Tomorrow night on Fox Sports 1, by the way.
Yep.
So if there is one person you want to fight, who is it?
Honestly, I don't have anyone that I have a lot of hatred for that I'd want to fight. I want to fight the best possible girl that's available for me to fight. I don't have time to like start at the bottom with all these. I want to skyrocket up to where I belong as soon as I can. That's why I was so pumped for Kaufman. She's like ranked number 5 or something. You know.
Yep. You need. I think you need a top 5 fighter.
Yeah, I would love to stick in the top 5, top 10. I wouldn't complain about. I want to keep my opponents strong. That's the only way to bring out the best is to bring out the best opponents. And I want to show what I'm made of. And for people that aren't that are only familiar with, you know, the Ultimate Fighter, I want to show what I really am.
So is it harder to fight somebody where you've got some legit heat with, or maybe somebody that is, it's more of just a professional, this is our job? Is either one of those harder when maybe emotions are involved in one and not the other?
I think at the place where I'm at, there's not really a difference. the only difference might be in how long I hold a submission after they tap or something. But, I mean, I'm going to fight a person. You know, I want to win just as bad if I hate them as I do if it's just part of the job. That's just what the sport is.
Yep.
But, you know, there. I guess maybe the training might be, I might be training a lot harder if I really want to hurt someone or something. But, yeah, for the most part, it's a sport like any sport. You know, you play, you have to play point guard and guard your best friend or that dude from the rival school that you hate. You're gonna play just the same against them.
Yep. Sure. All right, so we're hoping to hear in a month or so of a date for you to be fighting again.
Yeah, we told them, you know, when Edmund called him, he said a month, even just a month like, he asked for to postpone this fight with Sarah a month. But, you know, it was in Canada, and they wanted her on that Canada card because she's from Canada. Yeah, I'm ready to go. Whenever they call, I'm going to take the fight, and I will let you guys know, absolutely.
Yes, you must. You must let us know. Well, continue on there, Shayna. We wish you the best. Stay healthy, and we can't wait to see you fight again.
I can't wait to get in there. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Shayna. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Bye. Shayna Baszler, the Queen of Spades.